Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Calm sit down.
Who's, man?
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm singing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
Well, good afternoon, family. Another interesting afternoon. Hopefully you got your pens and papers out and ready for another wonderful show from the Parents Culture Parent Network. I'm your host, M.H. Scott, and I promise you another wonderful show. For those of you that's listening out there for the first time, please tune in and keep us on your marker board as far as things that you want to listen to on a Wednesday afternoon at 12 noon. This is the Parents, Coach, and Parent Network. You can also follow us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page under Parents, Coach, and Parent Network as well. And you can follow us on Twitter at PCP Network. So what are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about core classes. We're going to talk about grades. We're going to talk about things that our young men and women need to be aware of, and our parents as well need to be aware of, to make sure that they're ahead of the game when that time comes, to make sure that our children are eligible to play the game of sport or play the sport that they're most interested in. But, you know, I can't start out my show without giving my man, Mr. Keith Wright, props for a little piece that he put together for me. Where you at, Keith?
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connectors turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great, and my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
My man, Mr. Keith Wright, a senior at the University of Harvard, and as he always say, he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. Hey, parents, you know, like I was talking about, we're going to talk about eligibility, core classes, things like that. Something we haven't talked about in a while here on the Parents, Coach, and Parent Network, but it's well overdue that we need to come back to that subject. And as things go on, you know, from time to time, we do come back to subjects because there's changes, constant changes being made at the NCAA. You know, just as of last week, you know, when I talked a little bit about the reform that they went through, and some of these things are going to go into place real soon here, if they haven't already been put in place. And the thing that you need to be aware of, how are you going to be prepared as parents of these young athletes to make sure that all the I's are dotted and all the T's are crossed at the end of the day when it's time for that child to, as I like to put it, step out of your house and go on to do bigger and better things in college, you know, because that's the ultimate goal, to get them out of our house. No, I'm just kidding. But that is, you know, one of the things that we look forward to. You know, when I talked about the reform last week, I started talking about it, and I had a number of great callers that called in, and they shared some insight from their perspective on things that they deal with on a daily basis, you know. The two calls that I had last week, I have to give them hats off to them for calling in and keeping our audience engaged. And believe it or not, a number of folks that checked out that show, was it took off. It took off. It was some pretty good numbers that we looked at last week. But, you know, talking about the NCAA reform, you know, as part of the plan, the board and the board, the NCAA board of directors, they agreed to raise the eligibility standards for incoming freshmen and junior college transfers. Now, I mentioned this a little bit last week, but I didn't really dig into it and really hit home with it or really make sure that it was sinking in with a lot of you parents, but I did mention it last week, and this is truly something that you all need to be aware of, because if you're not, you're going to miss something that's going to really be costly to you or be costly to your child, and as they put on the other side of things, student-athlete, at the end of the day. So, when they talk about raising that eligibility standard, previously high school seniors needed a 2.0 and 16 core classes, a 2.0 and 16 core classes to be eligible. That was high school seniors, a 2.0 and 16 core classes to be eligible. Now, what are we talking about? Now we're talking about they're looking at or they will now need a 2.3. Now, let's add this into that. I said a 2.3, and it will be a 2.3, and it will have to be completed 10 of those classes before their senior year. A 2.3 and have to be completed 10 of those classes before the senior year. In other words, they have to basically have the majority of their core classes and have that 2.3 prior to their senior year. So all this fifth year stuff and reclassifying stuff and all that stuff, because if you think about it, the way it was some time ago, you know, we had a number of kids, a number of athletes that was reclassified, you know. I recall back when I was coming through high school, and quite a few others that's listening to the show today recall when they were coming through high school and you were held back in the class, you know, that wasn't looked at too favorably. You know, that was something that was kind of frowned upon. Now they have our athletes and our children believing that that is a positive note if you're held back. You know, they call it now, they put a new terminology on it called reclassifying. Reclassifying. Now, that's crazy as everything I've ever heard of, you know, reclassifying. You're taking your child out of public school at the 10th grade and you're putting them into a private school after they've already completed the 10th grade and you're putting them back in the 10th grade again to reclassify them. So that's something that we seriously need to take a look at, you know, And the NCAA, and I believe they're still holding tight to and I haven't seen any changes, as far as they're looking at eight semesters, getting ahead of myself when I'm talking about 8 semester hours, but they're looking at 8 semesters, and those 8 semesters start from the first, when you first walk into high school, your freshman year, and that 8 semesters start counting from that point on. So they're looking at raising it up to a 2.3 and will have to be completed 10 of those classes, 10 of those classes before their senior year. 10 of those classes before their senior year. In other words, you can't just load up a whole bunch of classes the senior year and think you're going to be able to get over. Now, for the junior college transfers, they're going to need a 2.5 GPA and can only count 2 physical education credits towards their eligibility. 2 physical education credits towards their eligibility. You know, so that's something that we need to be very aware of. And so what I decided to do today there, parents, and bear with me, and, you know, please feel free to go on some of these sites that I talk about from day to day and check it out. You know, if you want to give us a call, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416, 646-929-2416. You know, give us a call, and if you have questions, comments, anything you want to add into the conversation, please give us a call. Reach us at 646-929-2416. So, parents, I want to talk about core classes. Core classes. What is a core class? Because often we miss out on that simple terminology. What is a core class? You know, the core class is your basic class. You know, the classes that our kids need to be aware of. You know, the English, the math, the science, and the social studies. English, math, science, and social studies. At Division I, you need 16 core courses in order to be eligible for Division I basketball. And for Division II, you need a total of 14 core classes currently to be eligible for, and I shouldn't say basketball, I should say Division I sports. And for Division II, you need a total of 14 core classes to be eligible for Division II sports. Now, that 14 core classes will soon be changing. As of August 1st, 2013, the requirement will now be 16 core courses. 16 core courses for Division II and 16 core courses for Division I. Don't be surprised to see the Division I number change somewhere later on down the line. But you need to be aware of that, parents, and make sure that our children are getting the right information on time and having everything on point. Well, what I did today was I took a look at a number of different states around the country. I looked at Alaska, Connecticut, Virginia, Utah, and Mississippi. And what I want to provide you with this afternoon, just some basic information on some of the differences that you may find when you're looking at some of these core courses. You know, don't assume because your child is at one school and he's taking, you know, these certain classes, if he decides to, for whatever reason, transfer and goes to another school, that that same information is available there for him or her. You know, you look at some of the core classes that's being offered at some different schools. I'm going to give you a quick example, then I'm going to go into a little bit more detail. Anchorage, Alaska, at East Anchorage High School, core courses, just in the area of English, they offer over 60 different classes that your children can take at East Anchorage High School. Over 60 different classes throughout their 4 years in high school that they can take to qualify them for NCAA's eligibility. 60 different classes. And let me go through some of the breakdown here. Now, I'm going to talk about Connecticut, Virginia, Utah, and Mississippi here in a minute as well. You know, and at Anchorage, at East Anchorage High School, you know, they got the regular English, they got adventure literature, they got advanced placement literature, classical mythology, debate, frontier literature, journalism, poetry, speech. Now, this is the kicker that got to me. They had something called Teen Issues Literature. Teen Issues Literature. And then they got several others to add up to that total of 60. Now, you may look at English. English is four different, you know, classes, you know, ninth grade through 12th grade. But all in all, this Teen Issues Literature, what is that? Is that basically reading the little high school teen books or what is it? You know, that's something that caught my attention. But they have a total of 60 courses that are offered at East Anchorage High School, just in the area of English alone. Now we look at Connecticut, New Haven, Connecticut, James Hill House High School. They have a total of, in English again, 18 core courses. Notice the difference. A very small number compared to the 60 that we just talked about. You know, and there they have something called Macy's Language Arts. I'm not sure exactly what that is. African, and I guess because of the culture or whatever, African Genealogy, Basic English 9 through 12, Advanced Placement English Language, College English 1 through 4, Creative Writing, and a few others that they've added in there, you know, but that's nowhere near compared to the 60. And the point I'm trying to make here is the advantage that one school district has over another as far as opportunities to qualify, you know, as far as in this NCAA eligibility. Let's look at Virginia. And I went to Virginia, Chesapeake, Deep Creek High School. They have a total of 25 core courses in English. They got drama 1-3, journalism, creative writing, English 9-12, world lit, essay writing, college composition 1-2, debate and honors English 9-12, and you know a couple others to make a total of 25. But they only have a total of 25. Moving on to Utah, Salt Lake City, Brighton High School, they have a total of 35. Now, they have something, you know, somewhat along the same lines as Anchorage, Alaska, creative writing, English. Now, this is the point that caught my attention with this. And Utah, Salt Lake City, they only have, their school must be set up so it's 10th, 11th, and 12th grader because they only have English 10 through 12. Humanities, journalism, films and literature, composition, world issues, language arts, mythology, and Shakespeare is actually a class that they can add in, that they have added in there. You know, and now we talk about Biloxi, Mississippi. Biloxi, Mississippi has a total of 16. And this one really caught my attention, you know, because 16, is I don't think that's enough classes. You know, you're very limited. Is it that their teachers' level of experience is limited? They have English 1-4, and then they have English Accelerated Prep 1-4, English Excellence 1-4, and I guess there must be a big difference between all these different Englishes. Then they have Greek mythology. They have language and composition of AP. They have literature and composition AP. And then they have something called short stories. Short stories. To me, I'm lost when I hear that, when I hear them talk about something called short stories. I'm really not sure exactly what they mean. You know, kids get credit for reading short stories. Chime in with us today. Give us a call at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. If you got a question, comment, something you want to talk about, or questions you want to ask, you know, if you get a chance, you go to the NCAA Eligibility Center's website. Please go there. If you are a parent of a student athlete and your child is looking at trying to go to college and play at that level, you need to check out the eligibility website. And then when you go to that website, you maneuver your way through there until you get to your core courses. The website is really animated, really user-friendly. Actually, I think it's really designed more for the kids, but parents can find a way out, way through there just as easy. But you get in there, you take a look at your core courses for your particular school, and if you see something on there and your child may be interested, hey, let them enroll in that class if that's what he or she wants to do. But I also say if your child decides to transfer, make sure that that core class, or when you do the transfer, that core class is also listed on the school that you're going to. If not, you want to make sure you quickly address that and bring that to the attention of your guidance counselor as soon as you have your child check into that school, because you see the differences in the number of core classes that are offered in various parts of the country. Now, I use various parts of the country as an example. I could have just used just simply one state and went to different cities. Or, one even further than that, I could have just used one city within a particular state, and what you would have seen differences between the core classes that are offered. Prime example, if I decided to use the city of Atlanta, and I called off four different high schools right there in the city of Atlanta, I'd be willing to bet that each one of those high schools would have had a different list of core classes listed for English. Be aware of that, parents. Be aware of that. You can't allow that to slip past you, because when you allow that to slip past you, what will happen? Our children will lose off in the end. They will lose out in the end. All right, if you have any questions or anything, give us a call, 646-929-2416, 646-929-2416. When I come back here in about 30 seconds or so, I'm going to be talking about something just a little bit different, but we're staying on track as far as the classes are concerned. I shall be right back shortly. Stay tuned to the Parents Club.
The playing field, whenever the playing field is even and the rules are public and the goals are clear and the referee is fair and the score is transparent, we can make it. Man, nothing wrong with us. Something wrong with these boys.
That's a message that all our kids need to hear. That's a message that all our little student athletes need to hear. You know, as Reverend Jackson said, and I picked that up from, I had an opportunity to listen to him speak that live at the Congressional Black Caucus's conference here recently, and he laid that out just like that. But, you know, I was up there listening to a little piece. They were talking about college sports, and then they was also talking about young males and school and things like that, and how that piece is starting to deteriorate in some areas. But, you know, that's as Jackson, Reverend Jackson said, you know, if the playing field is a level playing field and the referee is fair, we can make it. Just like our kids can make it, we know they can make it. And the only way we're going to make sure that they make it is if the parents stay in focus, stay in tune, stay in touch with what's going on with them. Just like I talked about earlier in the show, the big discrepancy between, you know, the number of core classes that's offered in various parts of the country, you know, that can go all the way down to various parts of your state. That can go all the way down to various parts of your individual cities. You know, moving right along there, let's talk about test scores, you know, the test scores. If your child comes out with that barely score of a 2.3, and if the sliding scale doesn't change, your child has that bare minimum of a 2.3, he or she will need at least a 900 on the SAT and a 75 on the ACT. At least a 900 on the SAT or a 75 on the ACT. Previously, if they had just barely had that 2.0, they needed a 1010 on the SAT and an 86 on the ACT. And that's coming straight off the sliding scale, you know. And talking about them core classes, you know, when you talk about the core classes, parents, you need to know for Division I qualifications, you need to have at least 4 years of English, 3 years of math, you know, Algebra 1 or higher, 2 years of natural or physical science, or 1 year of a lab if offered by your high school, 1 year of additional English, math, or science, and at least 2 years of social science, social studies, as we like to call it, and then that make that final total of 16 years of additional courses such as foreign language, comprehensive religion and philosophy, things like that, to make up a total of 16 core courses. For your Division II, before they go into the change, August of 2013, you had it at 3 years of English, 2 years of math, again, Algebra 1 or higher, 2 years of natural and physical science, you know, if a lab is offered, 2 years of additional English, math, or science, 2 years of social studies, and 3 years of additional courses such as foreign language, comprehensive religion, and philosophy. Now, once they go to the 16 core classes required for Division II, you got 3 years of English, 2 years of math, 2 years of natural and physical science, 3 years of additional English, math, or science, you know, additional 3 years of something, you know, not necessarily straight 3 years of it. If you want to add an English in there 1 year, you want to add a math in there 1 year, you want to add a science in there 1 year, okay, now you got them additional years. But then you got 2 years of social studies, and then you have additional courses. 4 years of your additional courses now will be required for your Division II 16 core course requirement as of August 1st of 2013. You know, previously it was 14. Now it's went up to, it will be going up to 16. And the additional courses, you had 3 at one point in time. Now you have a total of 4. If you didn't understand that, don't worry about it. It'll all be very transparent to you when that time comes. But you're looking at those test scores, you know, you're looking at that test score. If you're looking at trying to do Division One, like I said, a minimum score currently is a 2.0, 10-10 on the SAT, 86 on the ACT. But once it goes up to that 2.3, you're going to at least need a 900 and 75 respectively. Okay, if you're looking at qualifying at Division II, qualifying at Division II, your SAT scores has to be at least 820, or your ACT score has to at least be a 68, 820 or a 68. You know, and only areas that they focus on, the NCAA focuses on, is your critical reading and your math section. Your critical reading and your math section of your SAT. Critical reading and your math section of your SAT. The written section of the SAT is not used. Remember that, parents, is not used. But it's always good practice for our student athletes, for our children to understand, you know, how to put together a good sentence and write up a nice essay, things like that, you know. But, you know, we've been talking about a whole lot here on the Parents Culture Parent Network. I haven't seen my phone lines blow up this morning, but hopefully we'll have a number of folks that will check out the archive show. But, you know, some of the things that we talked about was the core classes, knowing your core classes. You have to be familiar with your core classes and being familiar that being aware that the requirement is going to go up from a 2.0 to a 2.3. for our freshmen that's entering into high school for the very first time. You know, and like I say, I've been talking to a number of parents, hey, we should start that now at the high schools, requiring that 2.3 for them to play sports and requiring that 2.3 at a minimum for them to play at middle school, or 2.3 to play at middle school, and then 2.3 core classes to play at high school. That way our children will be a little bit more prepared. Well, you've been listening to the Parents Culture Parent Network. I am your host, M.H. Scott, and we've had another wonderful afternoon. And, again, check us out on Facebook, Parents Culture Parent Network, or you can follow us on Twitter at PCP Network, at PCP Network. All right, Keith, close us out here, brother. Have a great day. Especially to all you new listeners.
Grew up a student of the game. Had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain. And if I succeed with that, then B-ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end. And when the ball starts dropping, I'm out the diploma out the pen. But I'm hating dead. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you